if you ask folks, what's your favorite scripture? Some will say Psalms 23, some will say Revelation or John or what have you. Romans chapter 8 is my personal favorite. And I know Romans 8, 28 is a lot of people's favorite verse. But I love Romans 8, 31. I love 37 through 39. I think it's a wonderful chapter in its entirety. So what we will do this evening is read it. And David asked if I would say a few words, but there's not many words I will need to say because the scripture itself tells us what we need. We won't read the entire chapter, but we'll read the first section we'll read is verses 1 through 11. There is therefore now no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Verse 1 is a powerful verse that starts this chapter. No condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And those of us who are Christians know that, as Galatians 3, when we are baptized into Christ, we have put on Christ. What a wonderful thing it is to know there is no condemnation for us if we're walking in the light and we're doing those things that he asks us to do. This passage tells us that Christ was able to do something that the law was not able to do. Christ took the sins of the world to the cross. The law couldn't do that. It took the blood and the body of our Savior to die on the cross for us. And I know we say that a lot and we remember him during the Lord's Supper, but like the songs we just sang, how wonderful and great God is, how blessed we really are. We need to really think of those things. Now let's read 18 through 28. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, eagerly awaiting the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Very comforting words to me. And this is a chapter that I could read just over and over. And each time I read it, I come away with such a gratitude and a heartfelt thanks for what God has done for us. Because it says we suffer now, but through perseverance, we will receive that reward in the end. Isn't that a blessing that we have that hope? There are many people in the world that have no hope. And we look around at our country and we think our country has no hope. But there is hope in Christ. That's the only hope that we can depend on. Now we'll read 31 through 39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? We could read that scripture alone, that verse, and be like, amen. God is with us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, if that doesn't make you feel good, I don't know what will. It says nothing can separate us from the love of God. Now, we ourselves, through sin, can separate ourselves from God, but God will love us, and he will be there for us through all things, and through his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Neither death nor life, and we are conquerors through him who loved us, if, as we talked about this morning, if we're faithful to the end. We have to live our life based on the blessings that God has given us through his Son. Live our life as a thankfulness for that sacrifice that was given on our behalf. It's a blessing that we have to be called the children of God. And it's a blessing that we have to worship. And I'm thankful that even today, when things have gone awry and things are kind of off schedule and off kilter, we're able to open God's Word, read it, see that he loves us, see that he sent his Son to die on the cross for us, and see that through that death we can have a hope of life eternal. So if there's any need for you tonight, if there's anyone who needs to respond to the invitation, we ask that you come forward as we stand and sing.